late night talk show host suddenly realizes he hasn't told a funny joke since 2015. New York, New York. One of America's preeminent late night talk show hosts awoke this morning to the startling realization that he has said nothing funny since prior to the 2016 election. The host, who prefers not to be identified by name for this article, but agreed to be referred to as a middle-aged white guy who used to be funny. And he said, "Yeah, so I had this dream about doing the show and making a joke and the audience laughing. And then I woke up and realized that hasn't actually happened in like 5 years. For 4 years of Trump, I would basically stand on stage and say some variation of, 'Wow, how bad is Trump?' And the audience would cheer and applaud, which sure felt validating. But now I realize it isn't exactly the same as laughter. And with Trump gone, we try to do, 'Wow, how bad was Trump?' bits and alternate them with, 'Hey, how great is Biden?' But suddenly that's become tricky." He went on to ponder a future in which he might have to figure out how to actually be funny again, expressing concern that he may have forgotten how to do so. "Of course, I could always go overseas and entertain the Taliban. I'm pretty sure my 'Hey, how great is Biden?' material would play like gangbusters there." Biden's guest hosting of Jeopardy! A disaster as he flees every time a contestant puts an answer in form of a question. Culver City, California. It seemed like a big coup for the game show Jeopardy as they got the President of the United States himself, Joe Biden, to host. But it ended up being a disaster as every time a contestant answered in the form of a question, Biden would immediately turn and leave. "What is the Roman Empire?" answered contestant Keith Black, a school teacher. "I'm not taking questions at this time," Biden said as he turned to leave the studio. Producers then had to explain to him that in Jeopardy, all answers are in the form of questions, but he's not actually being questioned. "Well, that's just malarkey," Biden reportedly said before going back in to host. Still, his reflex about questions was too ingrained, as when a contestant answered, "What is photosynthesis?" Biden again immediately left. "Sorry, my staff says if I answer any questions, I don't get ice cream." One of the producers then tried to fill in as host for the rest of the show, but someone in the audience soon found a bad tweet of his, and the guest host was shot on sight. Five things couples need to stop saying to each other. Being in love is wonderful, but not when you affect the well-being of those around you by uttering these nauseating phrases. "You complete me." You are a beautiful human jigsaw puzzle, and this new relationship completes the picture of you. However, it's a phrase that's enough to make you barf, and soon you may want to be a part of a less needy jigsaw puzzle. Our love is eternal. It's a beautiful sentiment, but a massive lie. There's a strong chance that after going on holiday with your partner, you'll discover they are really weird, like your strange Uncle Bob who collects beer mats or snobby Aunt Petunia. We never argue. Glossing over potential disputes is the classic mistake all new couples make. Wait until the snoring and not setting the TV volume to the right level become an issue. The festering anger will one day produce a four-letter fireworks display your friends will buy front row seats for. Everything makes sense when we're together. During the mind fog of the early days of a relationship, your lack of compatibility can be ignored. Then your partner starts wearing a hat in public, and nothing makes sense again. "I can't breathe without you." You were breathing perfectly well before the love of your life came along, and now you believe they provide the oxygen that fuels your existence. Get a grip and just say, "I really like you."
listen, you're being rude. You're fake